There's one that's been a fair big buzz about. Producer Meryl, you were just talking about this during the news. What is the show?
Oh, it's called Bridgerton, and I have to say it with a sigh. It is the most amazing show I've ever seen.
Right. So what's it about?
Okay, so it's set in Regency England.
Yep.
And
boring.
Look at... It's a love story.
Nah,
it's
I'm bored already. Oh God,
Jane Austen brought into the current times with, you know, you've got some Billie Eilish music going on. It's just beautiful.
Right, so it's a period drama.
It's period drama.
Boring.
Oh, it's steamy.
Why
it's
is everybody raving about it though?
Because the man who stars in it is probably the finest looking man I've ever seen.
Okay,
I'm talking fine. I've got my new free pass.
All right. Well, the Empire Theatre gearing up for another big year in 2021. Emily Nichols joins me for breakfast. Good morning to you, Emily.
Morning, Lee. Happy New Year.
Oh, and Happy New Year to you and all the wonderful people there at the Empire Theatre. I was there at the end of last year for the Business Excellence Awards and, as usual, turned on a magnificent venue for us there. You've got a little COVID update to kick things off for those attending the Empire Theatre up until the 22nd of January.
Yes, so that's this Friday. So I think we've got two shows this week that this will affect. So it's just for patrons who have visited the Greater Brisbane area in that period that I think is it from the 4th of January?
Yes.
2nd of January?
Yeah, that's right.
Just in line with the Queensland health restrictions that if you are attending the theatre and you can't socially distance, you are supposed to wear a mask. So you don't have to wear it while you are in your allocated seat. But if you are going to the bar or the toilet, you should wear a mask. But that only applies to people who were in the Greater Brisbane region during that affected time.
All right. Now, speaking of this Friday, the Crazy Science Show, always very popular. It's back again.
Yes, it is always very popular. And this is the last Friday of school holidays. So great final day out. So it's a unique mix of science, magic, humour and the arts. And I ducked my head in last year and I could barely hear what was going on for all the kids' laughter. So that's at 10:30 this Friday in the main theatre.
All right. And then in February, prepare to laugh because, gee, you've got a great lineup. An Irish-Aussie comedian, a risque puppet show for adults, and speaking of puppet, the world-famous bath mat with a hand up his back is going to be at the Empire Theatre as well. What a lineup this is.
Yeah, who would have thought the theme of February would be adult puppet show? But here we are. So we have Jim Owen kicking off the laugh on the 13th of February. So he's always very popular Irishman. We're pretty excited about that one. And then we have Avenue Q, which is by a local group, Shoebox Theatre Company. They've actually done this one before. And everyone I know who saw it is coming to see it again and telling everybody who didn't go see it to go see it, but it's really very funny, but very much adult themed.
Absolutely, yes. Adults only.
Yes. And then to finish off the comedy month, we have Aggro. I think that's a Friday night, 26th of February, with Jamie Dunn. So I know Aggro was a big part of my childhood.
Me
I'm
too.
Not sure how that converts into an adult show.
Oh, believe me, he can convert it into an adult show.
Very popular in Brisbane.
Absolutely. Look, he's a scream, Jamie, and that'll be a fantastic show. What a lineup! That is just scratching the surface of what you see at the Empire Theatre. Go and check it out for yourself at their website, empiretheatre.com.au. Emily, thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Lee.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious, and a new animated kids TV show has got people in Denmark talking, given the fact it's based on a man with the world's longest genitalia. John Dillamond has the world's longest, and as the theme tune for the show explains, roughly translated, there's nothing he can't do with it. Remember, this is a show for kids aged 6 to 10. Our John can be seen using his massive manhood for a whole variety of everyday tasks. For example, using it as an extended lead for his dog, or pouring lighter fluid on a barbecue. What could possibly go wrong there? And even helping old ladies across the road with it. At one point, he accidentally gets it caught in a passing bus while he's innocently standing at the the end of his driveway with a rake in one hand. Now, the animated show premiered on the Danish public serviced kids channel earlier this month, and probably not surprisingly, has since sparked a debate around whether it's suitable for kids to see. Do you think? And an Indian restaurant in the United Kingdom has found a novel way to get noticed by launching a samosa into space. Niraj Gadia, owner of the Chaiwala Eatery, explains.
We're going to launch our samosa into space. We've got a hole in there to film the wrap and samosa in space. And then we get the footage of the wrap in space. That's how it should work. Do you know what I mean?
No, not really. But anyway, the restaurant owner used helium balloons to launch the beloved snack into space, which subsequently crash-landed in France. Unfortunately for Niraj, many feel the stunt just echoes the restaurant itself. Great samosas with no atmosphere.
You cannot be serious!